Boy.
Oh, man, it's just, instead of squandering money, you just, I mean, and trying to save a dime, you just squandered it.
Yeah, but it's kind of pleasant to be able to do that.
Well, here's what it was. When I got to Tulsa that night, went in that hotel, there was just plenty of whiskey right there. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was just, if I wanted, and I said to the boys, I said, now listen, boys, I said, I'm going to have a good time with you fellows. I just don't drink whiskey. Just can't take it. I never did drink it. And you fellas just have a good time, and I'll be right along with you. And that's the way it went.
Yeah.
That's how I come to get acquainted with this old gentleman. The most of the boys got pretty full in that car, you know, and they was up the upper end of the car, and we was in the back end, and that's how come you get acquainted with this old man.
Well, there's something about it when it's free, isn't there?
Yeah, them old boys, some of them would really soak it now. Yeah. I don't mean maybe. But I just couldn't take it.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you have any particular greeting for morning?
Well, nothing, only I'd say hello or good morning. How are you doing this morning?
And how long would you, until what time would you say good morning?
Well, up to pretty well noon, you know.
Uh-huh.
You'd say good morning. Then after that, you'd say good evening.
Uh-huh. And good evening would go until when?
Till any time till you went to bed that night, it'd be good evening, you know.
Is there a time of day called afternoon?
Well, yeah, that'll be after dinner. After
uh-huh.
In other words, this is afternoon here now,
uh-huh.
Where we are.
This is called evening, too, isn't it?
Yes, it'd be called evening or afternoon, either one.
Uh-huh. And let's see, that time of day when you first see the sun, you say is, I got up this morning at?
At dawn.
Yeah, would you say anything else? When the sun just comes up.
Just about sun up.
Uh-huh. And you say perhaps this morning at 5:45 the sun
rises, goes down at a certain time.
What did it do this morning?
Well, I don't know just what time it was, but then it's a little different every morning, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't either. I wondered what you would say there, but let's assume it was 5:45. So you'd say at 5:45 this morning the sun
rises.
Uh-huh. And at night?
We go down, say at 6 o'clock or something
uh-huh.
like that, 6:20.
Uh-huh. And that time of day you'd call?
Evening.
Uh-huh. Anything particular with the sun?
No.
When the sun just pops over?
Well, you'd say the sun just fixing to go down.
Uh-huh. Let's see, I'm here today, I was here
yesterday,
and I won't be here
tomorrow.
Does it seem strange to you?
That's fine.
I'm not interested in pronunciation, how you say these words. Now, I'll compare this with the way they say them in the Panhandle, and the way they say them down in Clinton County. That's where it's difficult to get the right person. I want somebody who will just visit with me.
I see. Get like you and me are here.
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
When that happens, I enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed being with you. I didn't have anything particular to do, you know, and I enjoyed being with you and being able to give you what information I could.
Well, it's been pleasant. Oh, I'll ask you about telling time. Now, if we're going to use the Sunday that's just passed as our point of reference and refer to time a week beyond that, what would you say?
I'd say last week.
Well, you want to talk about Sunday.
Yes.
And a week beyond that.
Well, that would be Sunday before last.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'd say that, Sunday before last, so-and-so, you know.
Uh-huh. I think that's probably what I'd say. And then if we wish to tell time from the Sunday yet to come.
Say next Sunday.